Health officials in Pakistan have recently confirmed 5 new polio cases and suspect there are many more. It is one of a series of outbreaks this year in the North Waziristan tribal region, where militant threats and attacks on vaccination teams have stymied efforts to vaccinate the population. Pakistan is one of only 3 countries left where polio is endemic, and the World Health Organization is supporting local efforts to finally put an end to the disease. Sona Badi of the WHO's Global Polio Eradication Initiative told Charles Collins about the latest outbreak.
Well, Pakistan had been making incredible progress against polio, really had brought down the number of cases, halved the number of cases in 2012, partly due to intense government support and partly due to intense popular support. It's important to remember that polio eradication is a national program, so this is led by local health workers and national health workers and supported by the World Health Organization and its partners such as Rotary International. What happened in Pakistan was an unfortunate and complex mix of security situations. In North Waziristan, which is part of the tribal areas of Pakistan, the semi-autonomous areas, some militants said they are opposed to U.S. drone attacks, therefore they wouldn't support anything in which there was a U.S. component of support. Others have talked about a mistrust of the vaccine. It's all a complex mix of sort of political use of religious and governmental suspicion of the government. In that context, what happens is that polio finds children who are unvaccinated. So when there's a ban on vaccinations, parents and communities are essentially stuck. They don't have access to the vaccine. So we have now a building group of what we call susceptible children in northwest Pakistan. And this is where the outbreak is really, this is the engine of the outbreak. It's going to spill over to other parts of Pakistan, but this is where they need to have access to vaccination.
Is there any hope of that situation changing in the near future?
There is always hope. Certainly we have seen attacks go down in the past few months. There's been political change at the top in Pakistan. There's continuing dialogue with the militants and indeed other tribal groups in the area. Communities there are starting to ramp up their demands for vaccination. So we've seen reports about parents going out and trying to get vaccines in. We have seen dialogue between the military in Pakistan and the militants in terms of this is our common platform, the health of our children, no matter what side of the argument you're on. And there are many sides in the tribal areas. It's not just 2 sides. No matter what side of the argument you're on, you want to have your children protected. And this is a bigger outbreak. This is a disease that paralyzes children for life. No one wants to see that happen. And so I think definitely we have hope that it's going to change. It needs to change soon. We are coming up against what we call the high season for polio transmission as the monsoon moves into South Asia. So we need to see more vaccines. We need to see higher immunity in children, more protection against polio.
A few years ago, I remember hearing reports that there were strong hopes that very soon polio would be eradicated as smallpox was eradicated. And now we've been hearing these stories of outbreaks in Pakistan and some other places. How goes the global fight against polio? And is this idea of a polio-free world still achievable?
It's been a tough fight, and in these last years, it's going to be harder. Certainly, the end has been harder than anyone anticipated, which is why it's gone on longer than we would have liked. It's been exactly because we've come down to places like Pakistan. Remember, there are only parts of 3 countries that have polio. Nearly the entire world has wiped it out. But obviously, what's going to be left is going to be the very hardest, the hardest to reach children, the most vulnerable, the most marginalized. These are children who are not counted even, don't even exist on their official government registers. So no service reaches these children, really, be it schooling or health or specifically vaccination. These hardest areas are going to be the toughest, which is why now we have a very specific plan to deal with them. And when we launched this plan in April of this year, it requires $4.5 billion, and we have raised nearly 4 billion of that. Well, we have pledges for nearly 4 billion of that. So this signals a tremendous confidence in the program, both from the scientific community, which is very important. The technical validity of doing this has been proved in places like India, which was considered very difficult to eradicate polio. But beyond the scientific validity, also the political and social validity has been proven. So I think we have confidence both from the governments themselves as well as the international donor community.